My bad. What is that?
Who did that? Who did that? Did y'all do that? Did y'all think that was funny? Did y'all really think it'd be funny to make my voice sound like a googly? Pero qué te pasa? What's the matter with you? Nah, stop playing. Oh man, I feel like this chair sits so low. It's so I got a crisscross chair for the studio. I feel like a little boy in a big chair. What's going on? I don't know. I ain't done this in so long. I've lost all my confidence. But hey, here we are. And that's the wrong one. Susan, hold me down, yo. Oh, Susan. We are back doing this again. I didn't know if I would... I can't say I didn't know. I knew, I think. I wanted to know. I pretended that I knew. But hey, what's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O Show. It's been a while. I ain't done this. So, I mean, allow me to reintroduce myself. The name's Hov. No, it ain't, but. Dom the Monko. It ain't loud enough. Hold up. Yeah. All right, I like that. All right, let's jump into the show. Most of y'all know that ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. My name is Kasabian Live-O. Y'all the beautiful people. What's going on, beautiful people? I got a couple new things here with me. I changed the Bob Ross. I got a different Funko Bob Ross, but I got this one. I found this one at Savers with the. Do I got to do the hand thing? So I found this one at Savers with the other Bob Ross. The painting's a little fucked up, but I really fuck with it. I think it's pretty dope. I promise you, we'll get into the show in a second. My Lightning McQueen Easter egg colors. Like, I think I'm gonna do the focus in. A Lightning McQueen. Look who it is. Yo, what up? Y'all know Pam. And then I got Cheesy Poofs. I found this at Target. I was so... You hear that? It's the Cheesy Poof. I'm a kid at heart. I, of course, I'm wearing my Dragon Ball Z shirt, my Dragon Ball Z durag. I mean, rest in peace to the God. Rest in peace to the one. Can you hear me, though? Like, I don't even know if you can hear me. How does it sound? He just said ill and dipped. Anyway, rest in peace to the guy. Rest in peace to the creator of Dragon Ball Z. That one came out of nowhere. We'll definitely get into that. We actually have a bunch of things to get into because I've been gone for so long. I'm 50. Am I 50? Because I started to watch Dragon Ball Z in 92 and it came out in like 89. So I'm not 50. I'm not even 40 yet. I'm younger than Joe by a long shot, by the way. I'm only 30 something. How old am I, Susan? I was born in 86, December 13th, bro. I don't know whatever that is, but I'm that age. That's all I got to say. Oh, yeah. My wife got me this little chair for my other office to hold my phone because she thought it'd be cute. And it is. It holds your phone like such, okay? Now, after the Montgomery shit happened, this chair meant so much more to me. It's dusty. Can we tell somebody to clean this next time? But anyway, this little chair means a lot to me. So trust me, this little chair is going to stay here. This was like my biggest add-on too. Before I keep going, I just want to discuss my stuff. Because like, this is my little
meal. Hey, why does it do that? What?
Whoa. Why did it do that? That's the second time it did that. We're going to have that type of show today, aren't we? Okay. The Toretto house, and then the, you know, I have, look, it's Brian's Supra. Look at Brian's Supra. And then I got Mira Paito, El Charger. Viste, mira. I don't even have to do the hand thing, I don't think. Am I not supposed to do the hand thing?
Ah, it fell. No.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's totally okay. It's totally okay. See the Cash App? Y'all know what to do. Put it back on the screen. Hey, man, it's recession, inflation, et de todo. So,
oh, why does it keep doing that? What is changing?
Did I hit the pitch button?
Hello.
All right, I'm sorry. Did I do that? That was me? Are y'all fucking with me? Don't do that. All right, can we get into the show? All right, let's do this. All right, beautiful people. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm reaching. I shouldn't. I mean, I can really adjust my microphone and have it reach where it's supposed to reach. Let's get into this. Welcome back to the Xavian Live Show. It's been a while. Usually when we start these shows, I tell a little knock-knock joke. Pero mira pa esto, I don't got a knock-knock yoke. Rest in peace to the guy. Dragon Ball Z was, I mean, is. Dragon Ball Z's life. What can I say? Hey. Whoa, Susan. That's the wrong one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey.
I do it on my lonely.
And
when you on top, 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 it get lonely.
Hey, hey.
I do it on my lonely.
It's on me.
I got my fans.
It's on me.
I got my good.
It's on me.
I got my cash.
It's on me.
I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac.
Why? It's all eyes on me.
It's on me. I got a plan.
It's on me.
I got a
fan.
It's on me.
I got a
good.
It's on me.
I got my cash.
It's on me.
I got my Jesus piece
on.
I'm feeling like
Tupac.
Why?
It's all eyes on me.
I hit shorty in the whip. She yelling Thug Life. That's the shit that I like. I came fast that night. Life short, we gon' live it up, and that's for sure.
I miss
we
doing
never
this.
Never giving up, I'm never satisfied.
Never had enough.
I came from nothing. What you thought? I stay speeding, better fucking up.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O Show. I missed y'all. How's all my beautiful people doing? I hear a lot of people saying, what's going on, beautiful people? Let it be known. That's I've been saying what's going on, beautiful people, since I was yay high to them big guys on the block coming off the porch. You feel me? It's nothing new over here. Trust me. They can, what Smack say? They can imitate it, but they can never copy it or some shit. You know what time I'm on. Nah, for real, but Joe, stop copying my shit. You got all that shit you do at the end of the show? Don't copy mine. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back. Welcome to the Kasabian Live Show, live from Las Vegas. We have a lot to talk about. We got a lot of topics. I have been gone. My voice is hoarse. My voice is always hoarse. Pero, that's okay. I have this drink that I want to make with some Pinky Kinky and basically an Incredible Hulk with Pinky Kinky. I'm going to let y'all know how that goes. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I saw the video and it was that guy that makes all those fucking drinks look delicious. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that's like, hey, yo, he's the Caribbean. That motherfucker makes you want to drink. I don't even drink. I just want to try it, but I'm going to try it. I don't know. Hey, it's a blessing to have leftovers. Just let that be known. If you have leftovers today, it's a blessing. We're taking it back to the 1930s. I swear to God, if Loner keeps talking about me, and keeps calling me old. I don't understand why Loner is speaking to me in this fashion. And if I look like I'm doing like this, it's because of this damn chair. I got the crisscross applesauce chair from TikTok. And then I got another one. And I'm crisscross applesauce. God damn it. Oh, shit. I'm crisscross applesauce. Okay. Whew. Now, that's comfortable. Now, listen, doing the show crisscross applesauce, now you might get a whole different take on a whole lot of things. I might have to approach things like that old-ass dude that's really young, Jordan. Susan, don't show my legs. Yeah, from here down, completely hairy. Don't shave. Christineth! It's Christineth! It's been a while that I haven't been here, and I miss doing this. And being crisscross applesauce makes me feel earthy. I love it. And I want to have some fun today. We definitely have a lot of things to get into. One, hey, I was at Walmart. Have you ever heard of the Alpha Pea or Alpha Dog Pea thing? We'll talk about it in a second. It's the weirdest shit that I ever heard. But it really frustrated me the other day, and it had me sweating in the bathroom. Who marketed the Looney Doodle dogs? Probably one of the worst breed of dogs I've seen in my entire 30-some-odd years of being alive. I really dislike those types of dogs. And the marketing is just phenomenal. So I just wanted to talk about that. I'm blown away by that. What happened to DoorDash? I never used DoorDash. I wasn't a DoorDasher type of person. I didn't like that. Poshmart, I think we used a couple times. Grubhub used the shit out of that. But I definitely want to get into a couple of those things. I saw a very funny comment about Jamie Foxx not being a clone. I saw videos about 3D printed meat. Now, let me tell you something about 3D printed meat. I didn't think that 3D printed meat was such a bad idea, right? Because I thought it was a joke. He cooked the 3D print. I keep rolling. He cooked the 3D printed. He cooked the 3D printed meat. We got to talk about this 3D printed meat stuff. And then the Oscars came and went, and I guess we have to discuss what happened. It's only right. On top of all the Oh, no. Is that what happened there? Hold on. Do I have that story here? Oh, my God. Get me that story. I should have known. All right, hold on. Okay, do you guys remember the wrestler Dan Rademeyer? I think he went by like the Rhino. I believe that's what he went by, the Rhino. But hold on, I took the story out and I shouldn't have. I really shouldn't have. There it is. Yeah, just send it back to the docket. Yeah, it's a great story, especially because the more that I read, it got really good. It shows you that people are still people. I love having it here as opposed to the way that we had it with a bigger screen. This is easier to maneuver. I wish they knew what I was doing. My bad, y'all. It's a story that I have on this screen that I should have had on that screen about the wrestler, but he turned himself in. So that's... This is what happens when you take like 2 weeks off, almost a month off, just to decide what you're going to do with your life. Anyway, the wrestler Dan Rademeyer turned himself in, and it's official. You can treat COVID like the flu or a cold. It's interesting that we're discussing it in that fashion. Let's talk about Biden's budget. And Dragon Ball Z was so big that the cartels called a ceasefire for a day. All this and much. Oh, shit. All this and much, much more. Let's get into the show. I promise you, it's not going to go like that the whole time, but it might. Oh, hold up. I forgot I had that.
El Rio.
Why do we have that? All right.
As you can see, the more you fuck around,
I miss hitting those.
The more you're going to find out. And also, if you stay down here and you never fuck around,
you'll never find out. My name is Kasabian Lavo. Welcome to the show. What's going on, beautiful people? ChatGPT writes the intro and we do the show. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo show and get ready for a wild ride as we dive into the curious world of alpha peeing. I don't know what it really means. I just want to talk about it because it's really been bothering me as a man, and we'll talk about this. I honestly don't understand why this happens. Who marketed the Looney Doodle dogs? I really would like to discuss that because I don't like the dog. I just don't. I've been gone for a while, and I got some shit to get off my chest. Just to be honest with you. And hang on as we unravel the amazing and bizarre saga of the Sir Jamie Foxx. I love Jamie Foxx, but that shit was hilarious. And they said, you want to know how we know Jamie ain't cloned? Because he's dating another white woman. What do you know what that means? And we'll explore 3D meat printing and what it really means. And we'll also discuss the link between Dragon Ball, the death of the creator of Dragon Ball Z and the cartel ceasefire. But that's not all. Dan Rademeyer turns himself in for a murder charge. Oh, yeah, I got one of those, too. Hold on. Do we not have? Yeah, that was crazy. Turned himself in for a murder. That was kind of like really fried my brain. And we'll discuss more about treating COVID like a flu and how it's going to be a seasonal thing, which is something that we discussed during COVID. But now it's official, so now we can talk about it like adults and stop being all weird about it. We'll get into Biden's budget, and we'll talk about the Oscars a little bit. I really don't care. Not my type of thing. It's a show that's packed with intriguing tales and unexpected twists. Join us for the Kasabian Lavo show, where reality is often stranger than fiction. Honestly, it really is. John Cena sold his ass for the Oscars. I'm not sure what that was about. I really don't, like, care. Just being completely honest. It's weird to see people say that he was doing, like, some humiliation ritual. When did that become a part of the lexicon? I hate the type of words that y'all make a part of our fucking day-to-day life. What are you talking about? Like, what ritual? There's no, yo, chill out. Jamie. Cat Williams said one thing about dudes wearing dresses and shit, and now everybody thinks that every time you see a man doing some shit, it's some type of humiliation ritual. No. John Cena, first off, he knows what he's doing. That wasn't a humiliation thing. I would do it too. He ain't really, I don't get what y'all don't get, but that wasn't a humiliation thing. If anything, kind of stole the show. I didn't watch the Oscars. That was it. I just keep seeing the clips. I'm really getting tired of seeing the clips. Just stop showing me the clips. I don't even care. Like, the Oscars came and went. Shout out to Abbott. That's how I feel about everything. Just shout out to Abbott. I want to be on Abbott. I want to be on Abbott. I don't know why my agent keeps doing this to me. Get me on Abbott. Just reach out to everybody. Just get me on Abbott. I just want to be on Abbott. I could be a fucking janitor filling. I don't give a shit. Get me on Abbott, please. I'm sorry. I told y'all I wouldn't cuss more, but that's a lie. I can't stop. I'm not good at that. Okay. Now, before we do get into the show and get into the stories, I've been gone. It's Mental Health Mondays. We always like talking about that. And it's Tuesday. So you're like, Sammy, what happened? Why weren't you here yesterday? Well, not being in the studio for quite some time, I brought new things, started moving things around. We're changing again, maybe. Last time I changed it, y'all didn't see it. This time, y'all might not see it either. Got some... There's like a whole wall over here that I may show with a different angle to see if we can add some spice to the show. If we like, if we continue up here, I don't know. I'm just coming up with different things, and I don't think I should make it too crazy because it's a news show. But we're gonna have some fun. I love having this chair here, and we'll just keep on getting into the stories as they come. You ever had to pee so bad you sweat? And then you got nervous because you heard of this shit called alpha peeing or something. Let me tell you, my wife came home from work with this weird alpha pee shit. I don't even know if it's a real thing. But apparently, whoever pees first and makes everybody else pee is the alpha in the room. And as a man, the older you get this like stage fright about taking a piss in public. I don't know why. It just really happens. And I used to hear these stories and laugh like, nah, bro, I can literally walk in the bathroom from a block away and I'm pulling it out ready to pee. Not no more. For some reason, the older you get, you're just like, you got to sit there and like concentrate. You got to like block out all the noise. There's people walking around. Like, how the fuck did we do this? It's so fuck. Like, I honestly almost want to go into the family area restroom so that I don't have to be there and deal with this alpha piss thing, because now I feel like I'm some type of beta pisser because I don't get it popping for. I don't even know if it's real. Anyway, let me know if that happens, if that's ever happened to you. I literally broke out into a sweat at Walmart just trying to get to the bathroom, and then I couldn't perform. It was horrid. It really was horrid. The kid next to me pissed quick as shit. He ain't give a fuck. Nonetheless, UFC went down this weekend, and it was spectacular. I don't bet. We've talked about how I don't bet. I downloaded a betting app because why not? I put in my bets. I was all excited. I was ready to make some money, and then it was like, go down to the casino and verify your information. I lost my fucking mind. Not only that I didn't, like, not go, I haven't gone yet. I'm a procrastinator sometimes. At the moment, I'm procrastinating. But I need to get this app going because I want to take a swing at betting. Not because I'm a degenerate, but because I'm broke. I'm only serious. I am not. No, I want to try to bet. I've never bet. I feel like this is the one aspect in life living in Las Vegas that I've never gotten into. And I'm a very responsible person in the fact that, well, I'm not responsible. I'm actually just cheap. So dead ass, I'm going to bet like $20 and $40. I'm like, ay, Dios mío, que quiere. Pero, I want to try. My last UFC card would have crushed it and made me some crazy money. Shout out to the UFC because, man, they are putting on some amazing shows. UFC 300 is coming up. Get ready. If you got one of those betting apps, I'm not telling you to bet. Make sure you're 21 or older and in a location where you can bet. And just have fun. Enjoy yourself. I've heard stories now where there's so many betting apps across the country that you're able to bet on even game shows and like award shows. It's odd. I don't know how they do that. Sorry, I keep bumping the desk. I just think that's kind of dope that everybody's like just degenerates, casinos everywhere. It's pretty awesome. It really is. Nah. Get out of my ear. I know the inner ear, not the outer, you know. What else happened? Got kicked out of Facebook. That really pissed me off. Getting kicked out of Facebook made me so mad that I signed up for my verification at X. And I don't even use it. I didn't even know how to log in. But I got it now. And we're live on there, I think. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I ain't even gonna front. Blown away by the 3D meet, and I could not believe the videos that I saw about the 3D meet. The company that makes it is out of Israel. They literally make flank steak out of a 3D printer with bean and paste. Like, basically, it's a version of vegan meat. It's comprised of just, like, nuts and berries and some piss. And they just mush it together and make meat patties. No. But in all reality, they basically get, you know, lentils and different types of vegetables that they can mush up and pipe through a extruder. And they literally pipe layers of meat. Then they use different types of vegetables to create the textures. It seems that at the moment they can only make flank steak because of the flank steak texture, which is odd. I've seen how they cut the meat. It splits like moon sand. It doesn't split like meat. It has a bounce. I have never tasted it. I will never eat that in my life. But it was fried on a pan and it changed color. The person added flavor to the 3D printed meat and then placed it inside of a taco shell and ate it and said, this is good. So either somebody had a gun to his back or he just eats rocks and berries, because that just didn't make any sense. I don't even know who would wake up in the morning and think, let me make 3D meat and then let me fry the 3D meat. He fried the meat and made tacos. Stay away from 3D meat. Please stop being afraid of cows. Like, they're not hurting anybody. And sometimes things are made to be eaten. And I'm not going to get into that conversation with anybody. I'm just saying 3D printed meat is pretty scary. It's scary that you continue to make vegetable paste to look like meat. Have y'all seen the wood bones they use? Okay. What else? There was a lot going on. There was a lot. That break was well needed. Mental health Mondays. I definitely miss mental health Mondays. I appreciate doing mental health Mondays. I know a lot of people that don't think it's necessary. But hey, knowing that somebody cares is always a good thing. And to show me that you care, let me see. Hit the Cash App. I'm not laughing at what I'm thinking. I've always wanted to do that during the Mental Health Monday portion. I turned this little thing off because I didn't think that it mattered, but it did. It does. Let's have some fun with it. So hit the Cash App while we do this, and let's see if we continue to do the show again. We'll get it back on track. Mental Health Mondays, I had to take a break. I honestly had to really rethink where I wanted to go with this and what we were going to do. I think I have a better plan. I'm glad y'all stuck it out with me if y'all still here, but I just didn't know what was happening. Just my day job is difficult, and it was affecting this. And if I'm not giving 100%, I want to at least show growth. I don't want to show stagnation or look like I'm not really doing anything. So let's get into today's show. Let's have fun and enjoy our topics. because if we don't have fun, then what are we having? All right. This first story is out of Las Vegas. Former congressman or Congress candidate, because he didn't get it, did he? Anyway, stories out of here in Las Vegas. It's a former WWE wrestler that is being accused of murder, and we'll talk about it some more. Stories out of Fox News. A former congressional candidate and retired WWE wrestler turned himself in to the Las Vegas police on last Wednesday evening after an arrest warrant for open murder was issued for him earlier in the day. Dan, 45, was identified Wednesday as a suspect in the alleged altercation that turned deadly inside of a Las Vegas resort room at Resort Worlds. I'll discuss what happened in a second. According to the police department, the incident occurred last October. The department said medical personnel responded to the call for help inside of the resort room. The man inside of the room, later identified as 47-year-old Christopher Tapp, was taken to the hospital with injuries, as a result of purported accident. That's what the police said at the time. Tapp died at Sunrise Hospital on November 5th. And, get out of my ear. On November 22nd, Tapp died. Let me hit one, two. I'm in the middle of doing something. Tapp died at Sunrise Hospital November 5th, Fox 5 Las Vegas reported. And on November 22nd, police began investigating his death as suspicious after learning he had been involved in an altercation. David and Richard Rodemeyer's lawyers gave the following statement to Fox on Wednesday. Mr. Rodemeyer is voluntarily surrendering to the authorities and will post a court-ordered bail. He intends on vigorously contesting the allegations and, let me tell you something we're going to talk about in a minute that's going to be very eye-opening. And I don't know, this is all allegation stuff, but he intends to vigorously contest the allegations and ask that the presumptions of innocence guaranteed by all Americans be respected. And I agree 1,000%. Everybody should be held at least to the standards of innocent until proven guilty. By all means, I do believe in that 100%, but that doesn't mean that that's how it happens. So y'all want to hear the bochincha and the story behind the story? This is completely alleged. This shit all comes from just people talking. The story goes, they were having a party on, in Resort Worlds, they were having a party. The man that was injured was the first convicted felon to be released or proven wrongfully convicted through DNA. So he was kind of known for these, I guess because he was the first person, it was a big deal. I don't know. Whatever. They ended up partying. The dude offers the wrestling dude's daughter cocaine. They get into it. He lost. That's pretty much it. And I don't know if that was true or not, but I don't know if you should go to jail for that. I don't know. Just don't offer my kid cocaine, dog. I know it's Vegas, but there's some people's kids you can play that shit with. Know whose kids not to play that shit with. Don't offer nobody's kids cocaine. Are you fucking crazy? Make sure y'all hit the cash app. I'm gonna do that all night. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that story. Can y'all tell me how y'all feel below? I am blown away at the fact that he turned himself in. That really blew me away. This next story is near and dear to my heart. Story's out of the Wall Street Journal. It's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu. Now, here's a guide. A case of COVID no longer means isolation for 5 days. According to the latest guidance of... I hate when they do that to me. According to the latest CDC and preventative... Is it CDC MP? Or you just say CDC and then you say the preventative... No? I don't say it that way? I'm supposed to say the whole thing? Are you serious? Oh, I thought I'd say CDC. Oh, that's my bad. That's my fault. I did that whole... My bad. I've been gone for a while. A case of COVID no longer means isolation for 5 days. According to the latest guidance from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, released Friday, it's the latest signs of the virus normalization 4 years after its upending? Upending. Oh, that's a good word. I can't read today. 4 years after it's upending our lives. COVID didn't really upend our lives. It was everybody's attitude towards it. You should now follow the same precautions with COVID as you would take with the flu, according to the new guidelines from the CDC. These are the same steps the CDC recommends for other respiratory viruses. In quotations, COVID-19 is still an important public health threat, but it is not an emergency. It's not the emergency that it once was. Many doctors say that at this point, common sense should guide you. If you feel sick, stay home. Wash your fucking hands. Don't go touching shit. When you're not feeling well, please stay inside until you feel well enough to go outside at some point. These symptoms go away. There's no medicine. You can't go into the hospital. You can't get checked. And I think I said in quotations, and I don't know where they ended because I started talking shit. So let's take those off. When you're feeling well enough to go outside, but you still have some symptoms, it may be a good idea to wear a mask, even indoors, to protect others. Be more cautious if you go around more vulnerable people, such as people who are immune compromised or elderly. Once again, let's just use common sense. Wash your hands. Don't cough in people's faces. People have gotten really rude since COVID has been gone. Like the coughing and like open coughing is like happening at an all time high, or like sneezing. I love when people do this shit when like we're right here and they go, I'm like, hey, yo, my boy. No, just don't do that. That blows me away. So please wash your hands, be clean, wash your hands, brush your teeth, things of that. Just standard cleanliness. Don't sit in the bed with the clothing that you wore throughout the day. Always change before you get into your bed. It'd be nice to have house clothes waiting for you. These are maybe things that you should do to keep yourself clean and cleanly. Don't use outside shoes upstairs. Don't ever touch your upstairs with outside shoes. Keep your house clean. I have asthma, so I'm very specific and picky as to the things that I will and will not have. Just not okay with. I got another story out of the Wall Street Journal, and it was actually the first story that I was looking for, and then found the COVID one and was like, wait, we must share this. But Biden had his stump speech the other night, and what can I say? If anybody believes what a politician like Biden says, you're honestly a fucking lamb. There's nothing else that I can say, and I can't be any nicer to you. How many years do we have to hear politicians say that we're going to pay teachers better and lower taxes and tax the rich? Hey, people could barely live right now. Unfortunately, getting rid of food stamps is something that I've wanted for a long time because it's caused a rip in the community. It's affected prices for so many people, and nobody realizes the real effect that food stamps takes on the economy and how it really affects us day to day. Food has increased year over year just because of the amount of food stamps that has been allotted. It's guaranteed money. So if you sell food, you literally have an amount of money always coming to you. If we didn't have food stamps and the food and farming sector had to take that hit and they had to slow down, cut prices, and understand that people can't afford paying these high exorbitant prices, it would make it so much easier for a lot of people. But when everybody's using food stamps and we're all using subsidies to pay for our food, it causes an effect that honestly, I don't think people will understand or see. Imagine if you sold a product and you were guaranteed $10 million for that product. Who wouldn't want to sell that? Do you understand that food stamps can't stop you from buying chips, junk, soda, and things of that nature? And I do believe they should. But the reason why they don't is because it's unfair to other food items. Unfortunately, snacks and junk, there's no nutritional value, and it's one of the most highest bought things with food stamps. So the system is completely broken. They've never been able to come up with a good system. The old food lines were probably the best way that they could because they handed people the food hand to hand. But honestly, that would never work today. And food stamps do work. Unfortunately, the economy is so upside down that businesses don't only count on food stamps. They can literally make their projections for the year off of the amount of food stamps that are being allotted through the government. I don't think that's fair. I never have. It doesn't make any sense. There's no other product like it. Food stamps literally changes how food is sold. The prices of food have gotten completely ridiculous. A full basket is $400+ today. And when I say full, I mean to the top of it. Not much. I bought a $100 brisket, some ribs for $40 a pop, and a pack of charcoal. It was $300 like that. Although government subsidies are something that I do believe in the government investing in the people. I do believe in the government assisting its people. You can get mad at me all you want. I'm a conservative. And I'll be damned if they're going to keep on taking our tax money and giving it to everybody else in the world. And I'm not going to tell the people right here in my country to fight for those same benefits that they're just giving away. I don't want to be the guy going, oh, they're giving migrants free this and free that. But it's really happening. And people are really being affected by this. My son at 19 is not looking at purchasing a home in the same fashion as I was at 19. We were looking at our second home by 19. The economy is not in his favor, nor does it look like it will be in his favor. And yeah, maybe a change of power is what we need so that we can have a more normal economy and maybe see some type of hope. But to be honest, Vegas looks like 2008 all over again. And I'm excited for what's to come. We purchased a $500,000 home for less than $100,000 in 2011. Then we did it again in 2013. It was very possible then. And I'm not saying it's going to get to that again, but there's houses right now that aren't worth a dollar that if you see the, well, I can't say that. The average home in Las Vegas is almost double the price just based on availability and these just outrageous amounts of loans. You have people that are not going to move ever. That's going to affect the market. Why? Because loans cost too much. They just cut everybody. Like, that was literally the food stamp story was a big one because they cut stamps across the board all over the country. Some people are losing their stamps and not knowing why, and then later receiving letters stating what's going on. These subsidies are getting cut, rearranged, and switched around because there's a big change coming. I just don't see how anything continues to move and operate in the same fashion. A lot of things are going to have the same base, but the way that they operate and how things are done are going to need to change, and in a dramatic fashion, really. The president goes up there and tells everybody, we're going to pay teachers more, we're going to cut taxes, we're going to take money from the rich. That's a lie. They're never going to do it. And when they take money, they don't know how to fucking spend it. When the government takes money, or when the government gives money, I should say, you must remember they are taking it from someone else. And that someone else is another taxpaying American. When the government says they're going to raise wages, they can't. They can only mandate the minimum wage, which I'm against too. If we wouldn't have a minimum wage, we would be able to pay people accordingly, and it might regulate things. Unfortunately, we live right now in a society that is driven by your rent, and that is how life goes. It's not bro, life is according to rent. You find out what your rent is, and then you make your life according to what that is. And Las Vegas right now is about $65,000 a year just to live decent. That's rent. That's stressful. I don't want to hear you going to fake pay people and you're going to change things. I want real shit to happen. I want to see things put to paper. Kamala Harris ain't done shit in 4 years. I ain't seen that lady talk but two times. Joan, with her fucking squeaky fucking voice. Do something for us. Millions and billions have been spent overseas, and I don't want to get into that either. I don't care for any of that. We have too many problems right here for me to sit here and worry about a war. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong. You're supposed to take care of yourself before you help everybody else. Right or wrong. Stories out of the Wall Street Journal. President Biden proposed on Monday a $7.3 trillion budget for the next fiscal year that would raise taxes on wealthy people and large corporations, trim the defect and lower the cost of prescription drugs, childcare, and housing. The proposal isn't going to gain any momentum in Congress. Nobody believes it. It's impossible to do these things that he says. The economy is so fucking wonky. I don't even see how they're going to be able to get prices back down or even put us in a position where the dollar is worth much. How do you get houses to come back down without having an influx of houses, right? And everywhere. Because it seems like now houses aren't selling at all. And you're seeing staggering effects across the country. Florida's at a standstill. Over a year for some properties. Starting to happen here in Vegas. A new president may be something that we need. But on top of that, it's going to have some action has to come. Like, Trump has a goal, but I hope that shit works. And I mean, we wouldn't have a Xabian Lavo show without talking about Dragon Ball Z. What can I say? I grew up on Dragon Ball Z. I was introduced to Dragon Ball Z by my cousin Danny in Manhattan back in like 92. Went to the library, printed up some Dragon Ball Z pictures, and then he would like try to draw them, but he sucked. I'm a monster. I went home, I drew all the characters on my wall and painted them, and my grandmother lost her mind, but it was so good that she never got mad at me. So rest in peace to the God, rest in peace to the creator of you know, my child. I didn't realize that that was anime, right? The ghetto has this beautiful obsession with karate, and Dragon Ball Z was special. It's just like when I see girls with Dragon Ball Z tattoos, it's it's dope. I definitely appreciate that. Shout out to everybody that came forward like that they was a Dragon Ball Z fan. And I don't care what nobody says. When I was watching Dragon Ball Z as a kid, nobody made fun of you. Like, that wasn't one of those. There were animes and there were different shows that people would laugh at. Dragon Ball Z was never one of those shows where somebody was like, oh, you watch Dragon Ball Z? That's not a thing. That's not a thing. So I never got bullied for watching anime because I never got into any other anime outside of Dragon Ball Z. That's facts for me. But this story is at a complex following the death of Dragon Ball creator Akari. And I keep on saying Dragon Ball Z. Akari Toriyama, a rumor circulated on social media that the Mexican cartels agreed on a ceasefire to honor the legendary artist contributing for his contributions to pop culture. They wrote that wrong. My mouth is mad dry and I don't got no fucking chapstick. Shout out to the cartels if they really did that. That's dope. I know they didn't, but hey, can we just pretend that they did one time for Dragon Ball? It was a rush show. I've been gone for a while. I got a little ring rust. I got to do this for a couple times. I'll be back on Friday. I might be back tomorrow just so that I could do what I told myself I would do. We'll see. I might be here tomorrow. If we're not here tomorrow, we for sure back on Friday. Man, thank y'all for being here. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you for watching. And again, make sure y'all hit that Cash App, Xabian Lavo. I got scammed, y'all. The stupid-ass tow truck driver took me for $80. When I find him, I'm popping all six of his tires. All of them pitches. But my name's Xabian, living the oh, hold up, let's play some music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On God.
Yeah. Is this chair gonna be a thing or nah? I feel like I'm like lazy in this chair. Yep. Yeah.
Why we gotta start like this? Why you tell me I can't hit? Huh? She know that I won.
Yeah.
My shorty the shit.
Yeah.
We started to kiss. She hit me with this. She gave me that dick. Yeah, she gave me that dick. Trying to suck the soul out of me. Saying that she doing this cause she loving me. Like I'm a one and only. I'm in it like I came to collect.
Like I came to collect.
Like she lost some debt. It be so wet. Try not to break the bed. Yeah. Try not to give her a
all right, y'all. My name is Xabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. One.